Welcome back. In this lesson, we're rebuilding a classic jungle-style vocal chop and shaping it into something that feels current in drum and bass. Crisp transients up front, dusty mids in the body, and enough movement to sit inside a roller, dark stepper, or modern jungle-influenced drop. The big idea here is simple. We're not just chopping vocals for the sake of it. We're turning the vocal into a rhythmic instrument. In DNB, vocals usually do one of three jobs. They hook the listener, they act like percussion, or they help transition between sections. Today we're aiming for that sweet middle ground, where the vocal adds human energy and swing, but still leaves space for the kick, snare, sub, and bass movement. So let's get into it. First, choose the right vocal source. You want attitude. You want clear consonants, spoken words, shouty phrases, half-sung lines, crowd-style vocals, or older-sounding samples all work really well here. Think short, strong syllables like yeah, move, come on, watch it, rewind, things like that. Anything with a sharp front edge is your friend. Drag the vocal into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and turn on warp. If it's a fuller vocal phrase, try Complex Pro. If it's already rhythmic and you want sharper edges, try Beats. Set the transposition if needed, but don't obsess over tuning at this stage. Right now, you're just cleaning the phrase and making sure the usable material is tight. A useful coach note here. Think in attack, body, and tail. If the chop lacks impact, fix the attack first. If it sounds thin, work on the body. If it feels messy, shorten the tail. That mindset makes the process way faster. Now slice the vocal into playable pieces. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If the vocal performance is already rhythmic, slice by transients. If you want more control, slice by 1/8 or 1/16. Ableton will build a drum rack from those slices, and now you can trigger the vocal like an instrument. Keep it lean. You probably only need 5 to 10 useful slices. Throw away weak breaths unless they add texture. Keep the consonant-heavy hits toward the front of the group, because they cut through the busiest parts of a DNB mix. At 170 to 174 BPM, the ear needs to catch the vocal instantly. Next, build the rhythm against a drum groove. Put down a basic DNB pattern first, even if it's simple. Kick and snare, hats, ghost notes, maybe a break pattern if you want that jungle feel. Then start placing the vocal chops in the gaps. Don't just stick them on every beat. Let them answer the snare. Let them live in the spaces between the hits. A great starting point is a two-bar phrase. In the first bar, use two or three vocal hits. In the second bar, vary it slightly with one extra pickup or tail. That small change helps the loop breathe and keeps it from sounding copied and pasted. And this is important. Use the groove as the editor. Don't quantize every chop to death. In DNB, a vocal that lands a few milliseconds late can actually feel heavier and more human. Try nudging alternate hits slightly behind the grid while keeping the first hit of the phrase more exact. That tiny offset can make the whole thing feel more alive. Now let's tighten the transients. Open the simpler on each slice if needed, or route things into a group so you can control the whole rack more easily. Set the start point so the consonants hit immediately. Use only a tiny fade-in if you need to remove clicks, but don't blur the attack. Shorten the release so the chop doesn't smear into the next drum hit. If you want a bit more punch, add drum bus or saturator. With drum bus, start with a little drive and a modest transient boost. Keep boom low or off, because we do not want low-end junk living inside a vocal chop. With saturator, a soft curve and a couple dB of drive can give the chop just enough edge to speak clearly in a dense mix. Now for the fun part, dusty mids. Add an auto filter and start shaping the vocal into a narrower, more sampled feeling range. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the sub area stays clean. If the vocal is too bright, add a gentle low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. You can add a little resonance too if you want that nasal, old sample vibe. Then add some grime. Redux is great if you want a subtle bit of bit reduction and roughness in the mids. Saturator with analog clip-on is another strong option for warmth and bite. If the source still feels too clean, resample it. Print the processed vocal to a new audio track, then chop the rendered result again. That second generation often has exactly the dusty, lived-in character you want. A good teacher tip here, don't try to make the vocal hi-fi. In darker DNB, a little mid-range grime helps the chop feel like it belongs inside the tune rather than floating on top of it. If the chop needs more body, you can nudge up a bit around 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz. If it starts getting harsh instead of gritty, ease back with a cut somewhere around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Keep listening in the context of the drums, because the snare and vocal can fight in that same zone. Now we add movement. Static vocal chops get old fast, especially in longer DNB arrangements. Use return tracks for delay and reverb rather than flooding the whole chop all the time. An echo return sync to 1/8 or 1/16 with moderate feedback is perfect for quick throws. Keep the delay filtered so it doesn't clutter the low end. For reverb, use something short and controlled for the main groove and save the bigger tails for transitions. This is where automation becomes your secret weapon. Automate the filter cutoff over 4 or 8 bars. Send only the last word or last chop into delay for a throw. Increase the reverb just before the drop, then cut it hard on the first downbeat. Even tiny pitch shifts on one slice can make a phrase feel like it's calling out to the listener. Here's a really strong arrangement move. Introduce the chop lightly in the intro, maybe one filtered hit every 4 bars. Then build to a 2-bar rhythmic pattern. In the drop, go full strength with the crisp hits and dusty body. For the switch up, mute half the vocal and let one chopped word land after the snare. In the breakdown, stretch a chop with reverb and resample it into a more atmospheric tail. That contrast is what makes the vocal feel designed, not just looped. If you want the chop to feel more embedded in the groove, layer it with percussion or break fragments. Duplicate the vocal and high pass one layer for airy transient detail. Make another layer with more saturation and a low-passed mid-range body. You can even pair a short vocal stab with a ghost snare or break slice. Group the layers and use EQ8 so each one has a job. One layer can be attack, one can be body, and the drums can keep everything glued to the break. And of course, manage the space so the bass stays in charge. High pass the vocal group aggressively enough that it never clouds the sub area. If it's fighting the snare presence, make a small cut around 2-4 kHz. If it's poking too sharply, soften it a little around 6-8 kHz. On the bass side, keep the sub mono and make sure the vocal isn't sitting in the same mid-range pocket as your res or growl. The rule is simple. Sub owns the bottom, snare owns the punch. Vocal owns a narrow slice of rhythm and mid-range presence. A quick low-volume check is super useful here. If the vocal still reads when the speakers are turned down, the transient is probably strong enough. If it disappears, the front edge is too soft or the mids are too hollow. As you refine the idea, start thinking in roles. You can make a question and answer pair of vocal chops. You can use one version for the main hook and another for the response. You can process every other slice differently, so one hit is cleaner and brighter while the next is darker and dirtier. That contrast can make a repeating phrase feel much more alive. You can also use the chop as a fill tool. Save one or two slices for the end of 4-bar or 8-bar phrases. A tiny vocal stab before the snare can work like a drum fill without adding extra percussion. Or make a ghost vocal layer by duplicating the chop, low passing it hard, and pushing it way down in the mix. That creates a subliminal texture that makes the main vocal feel bigger. If you want a modern edge, try a micro stutter on one slice. Repeat it rapidly for a 1/32 or 1/64 burst and use it only as a transition accent or pre-drop flicker. Little moments like that can give the whole arrangement a sharper personality. Once the chop is working, commit to it. Freeze and flatten the best version, or resample it to audio. Then clean up the waveform, tighten the starts, and keep one dry version and one effect version so you've got flexibility later. Save the chain as a rack preset with EQ8, saturator or drum bus, auto filter, your echo send workflow and maybe a utility for gain control. Give it a name you'll actually remember. Something like Jungle Chop Dust or Crisp Transient Chop. That's the win here. You're not just making one vocal edit, you're building a reusable D-then-B vocal toolkit. So as a quick recap, slice vocals into playable rhythm parts, keep the transients crisp, add dusty mids with filtering and saturation, use delay and reverb as arranged accents, and make room for the sub and snare so the vocal supports the groove instead of fighting it. Then resample, refine, and save the chain for future sessions. For your practice challenge, make one 2-bar vocal chop phrase from a single source sample. Build a clean punchy version, a dusty rugged version, and a performance version with delay, reverb, and one pitch variation. Put all three over the same drum loop, compare how they behave, and choose one as your main drop chop and one as a transition tool. That's how you turn a vocal sample into an actual D&B asset. Alright, let's build it.